This is a great Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you for sharing it with me. This morning we are in Isaiah chapter 56, verses 1 through 12, and it talks about where other nations will become part of God's people. Israel and its leaders are told to be examples to the nations by living in according to the Lord's commands and treating all people with fairness and justice. The reading concludes with a condemnation of those leaders who do not act justly. Again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So let's begin. The Lord says to his people, "Do what is right and just, for soon I will save you. I will bless those who always observe the Sabbath and do not misuse it. I will bless those who do nothing evil. A foreigner who has joined the Lord's people should not say, 'The Lord will not let me worship with his people.' A man who has been castrated should never think that because he cannot have children, he can never be part of God's people. The Lord says to such a man, 'If you honor me by observing the Sabbath, and if you do what pleases me and faithfully keep my covenant, then your name will be remembered in my temple and among my people longer than if you had sons and daughters. You will never be forgotten.'" And the Lord says to those foreigners who become part of his people, who love him and serve him, who observe the Sabbath and faithfully keep his covenant, "I will bring you to Zion, my sacred hill, give you joy in my house of prayer, and accept the sacrifices you offer on my altar. My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations. The sovereign Lord, who has brought his people Israel home from exile, has promised that he will bring still another people to join them. The Lord has told the foreign nations to come like wild animals and devour his people. He says all the leaders who are supposed to warn my people are blind. They know nothing. They are like watchdogs that won't bark. They only lie around and dream. How they love to sleep. They are like greedy dogs that never get enough. These leaders have no understanding. They each do as they please and seek their own advantage. 'Let's get some wine,' these drunkards say, 'and drink all we can hold. Tomorrow will be even better than today.'" And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, where the Lord says, "My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations." You know, God's sacred hill, as referred as Zion in verse 7, refers to the hill on which the temple stood. What promises do we see in verse 7? It says, "I will bring you to Zion, my sacred hill, give you joy in my house of prayer, accept the sacrifices you offer on my altar. My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations." And so, here in verse 7, these foreigners, people that are not Jewish by birth, they have the opportunity to actually become part of God's people. And isn't that what has happened in this church age in the past 2,000 years? We have been allowed, as Paul says, we've been grafted into the vine so that we are able to enjoy the blessings that were originally meant for Israel. Let's pray. Lord God, you are a welcoming God, inviting all people to become part of your people. Open my heart to welcome those I meet and extend your kingdom of love and salvation to all people. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, today's time together has come to an end. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, when we will be in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 14, where false piety is contrasted with true worship. Until then, may God richly bless each one of you, is my prayer.